I think we're going to continue to thrive in the Asian markets. It's not just China. It's Taiwan, Vietnam, a lot of growth in Indonesia and other countries like that. But we're also interested in, you know, opening the United Kingdom. You know, right now we're limited to only 1,000 metric tons of beef annually. And so there's a lot of restrictions on U.S. beef going into that market. That's a very sophisticated consumer class. They want a high-quality product. You know, it's not just about the quality of the meat and the flavor of the meat. They're also looking at the sustainability aspects of it, the animal welfare aspects of it. We check all those boxes. This is a natural fit for us. And really, when you look at the flavor profile in that country, we have an opportunity to introduce our high-quality beef to a country that quite frankly, doesn't really have anything comparable to that. So I think there's a lot of opportunity there, but that's going to take time. We have to re-engage in negotiations with them. We need the Biden administration to re-engage. I know that they've pulled back on a whole lot of fronts. We had already had a couple of years of negotiations with the UK, had made some headway, but the new administration, you know, comes in, and obviously President Biden has other priorities. And so who knows? Maybe with Boris Johnson no longer being prime minister, that could open up some more opportunities. But regardless, we see a lot of potential in that market. And we also see a government in the UK that wants to adopt more science-based standards. They want to shift away from that European mindset, have a much more objective, much more trade liberalization in their priorities. And I think that this creates a good opportunity for us. And so we're going to continue to pursue that because we see a lot of upside in trading with our allies.